Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in politics, religion, community activism, and whatever you need to get you through your day. And this evening, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed. We have with us a nationally acclaimed bestselling author, a transformational speaker, success coach. This lady does it all. And she is a person that other people go to when they need to gather some information, not only personally, but need to reconnect with our Father. So I want to welcome to Read You Later, Cheryl Pollock-Williamson. Cheryl, welcome to Read You Later.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I have been thinking about this opportunity ever since you sent me the first email. I feel like I'm getting an Oscar tonight being on your show.
Oh, honey, I am blessed. I am blessed, and I want my audience to be blessed. Every November, I try to start my show. I ask the Lord, what do I need to do? Sometimes we may have I may have a whole month, and like Michelle Stimson, we did a prayer, intentional prayer teaching, or I may have someone to uplift or encourage, because I want to be true to who I am and who I serve. And I want to make sure that his people are being fed. Now, you know, anyone listening to my show knows that we talk about a wide range of topics and a wider range of publishing genres. But I got no sense to give Lord his due when it needs to be due. And I noticed that just through Facebook that the disparity that I read on a daily basis. I'm not talking about the videos or the inappropriate videos that are shared or the videos and news clips that are shared and viewed, but the disparity in the voices that I hear on a daily basis. People feel that there is no hope. You can, as my grandma would say, you can hear it in their words, if that makes sense. And it really started bothering me because these are people that I usually know are fairly upbeat, you know, pretty much in tune spiritually. But when you go days and days and weeks, and those weeks turn into a year or so, and you see the travesty that is occurring around the world, you see the inhumanity that is occurring in our nation, and people start to lose their faith. And what Vanessa Davis Griggs and I were discussing last week, that's what the devil wants, because I explained to her that, and the Lord just let me believe that when people start losing their faith, they lose their joy. And when they lose their joy, they lose the power to pray. And when they lose the power to pray, they lose their battle horn. And so I came, I wanted to get to galvanize a group of women who are faith walkers, who talk, believe, and to me, teach the faith on a daily basis. Not saying that we all don't encounter obstacles in our way that may make us waver now and then, but honey, you stomp that stuff out. So what I want to get, my gift is to give them, you, Vanessa, and Kelly Murphy, who's coming next week, and for people to understand that this faith walk, honey, is no joke. Well, you have to walk that walk.
Amen.
You most definitely have to walk the walk.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And so, and as a woman who wears so many different hats, and you do it very successfully, and you're able to explain to people the elements of faith. So for you, what are the elements of faith that galvanizes you and gets you through your journey?
The first thing is I truly believe that God has my best interest at heart. No matter what's going, what is going on in my life, I don't care how low I go, how many times I get stabbed in the back. It really doesn't matter, LaShira, because I truly believe that God has my best interest at heart. I believe that there is absolutely nothing can happen to me that God did not ordain. So for every sleepless night, for every pain, for every struggle, for every situation of loss, God was there. He knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
He knew it was going to happen. And when I start thinking about that, that's when I know that I can get to the other side because God is already there. See, he's already crossed over. He's waiting for me to get to the other side. And whatever has happened to me, he granted permission for it to happen. And the reason that I say he granted permission, because I don't want to think ever in my life for one moment that God took his hand off me.
I know
that through grief, through loss, he's there. Through depression and despair, he's there. And I want to park for just one second. I said depression because I have a lot of people that say, oh, you're on fire for the Lord. You shouldn't talk about depression. That's why people are depressed, because they feel like they have to wear the mask, that everything is perfect because we're on fire for Jesus Christ. We're speaking about Jesus Christ, that we can't be depressed. Well, I can tell you, I have been depressed. I have felt at some points of my life, maybe two or three times, that I didn't want to live. But as I started getting closer to God and recognizing who he is in and through my life, I don't get to that anymore, because I immediately recognize that that's a distraction. That feeling is a distraction to get me, keep me from my destiny and my purpose of what God has for me. So I immediately arrest those thoughts of depression and hurt and struggle and suicide and all of those things, knowing that God has greater for me. And I can't get to greater when I'm focused on less than.
Yes, and I love the way that you said that, arrest those thoughts, because, you know, a lot of times the devil will attack you by saying, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not built for this, you have no place here. And sometimes he even brings mouthpieces to want to try to confirm the lies that he has placed in your head. And it's, you have to be vigilant. And when I'm saying, honey, my thing is, my thing going forward for the last couple of months is I'm protecting my peace at all costs. You know,
amen.
I don't care what's going on, who says what, and it was a situation that occurred this weekend, and someone was like, oh, well, I got to get you there, da-da-da-da, and I said, no, sweetie. I said, when I told you that I asked the Lord for peace in all things, I didn't ask him for peace in number one and two, and I said, okay, well, three and four, I want to be trouble. I didn't ask him for peace in five and six, and I said, well, when the seventh incident comes, you know, Lord, you can shake me. No, I'm going to be peace in all things, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to protect that. I mean, even if someone comes who doesn't mean any harm, and they bring us something that can disturb our peace, honey, I am getting rid of that. I'm eradicating that. I'm like, mm-mm. And I say it, and people are laughing and you know, talking, and they think I'm joking intentionally. They really don't know me and haven't been around me in a while.
That's
but,
right.
Honey, I'm so serious about that thing, Cheryl.
Me
when
too.
I say that, oh, honey, I am serious, girl.
And I write that down every single day in my gratitude journal. It says, I am at peace with my enemies. Every single day, I write that down.
Woo.
I am at peace with my enemies because, see, right under that, I write, I receive preferential treatment. See, I can't get to the preferential treatment if I'm focused on the enemy.
Woo.
I'm caught
That's
up.
A mouthful.
So I'm not going to allow myself to get caught up in people, places, and things that are not even tied to my destiny. And
say
we
that
do,
again.
We get caught up in people, places, and things that are not even tied to our destiny. Like when people say, oh, I'm going to use my haters as my motivators. Man, please, why would you even give people that kind of energy and time and effort to acknowledge.
True.
I'm going to use my haters as my motivators when we should be using God as the motivator. We should be using him
in
to
all
get
things.
To where he was. Amen. So stop giving people that kind of time, energy, and effort where you even acknowledging them as haters. Forget about it. Focus on the mission at hand, which is to
the
get
to hand.
Your destiny, your purpose, and your calling. And I think you heard me talk about this. You know, it's the people that we shouldn't be concerned with. See, they were talking about levels. When you get concerned about what God has for you to do, that's when you know it's about dimensions, not levels.
Ooh, I love it, love it, love it, love it. And you
but
have
you
several books on
tap. It.
You got to get serious. And you have several serious books that if you have, if I have listeners out there who are listening to you and want to tap in to some of the wonderful, wonderful message and the wonderful visions and messages that God has sent you, let's discuss your books and how they're able to help and assist others to tap in to their destinies. So let's talk about your latest book, that Amazon bestseller. So can you share with
yes.
my listening audience the title of your book, honey, and what can we expect in this book?
Absolutely. I will tell you, the latest one is Soul Talk Volume 2. And this book, I mean, it even beat out Priscilla Shire's book. We were number 2,
and
she was number 4. We beat out Priscilla Shire's book on Amazon.
Girl, you better look,
Soul Talk,
honey,
Volume 2.
Shout out. Look,
yes.
That's one of those shots and you didn't trigger, you had to lean up against the wall. Yeah, it's one of them.
Baby, I shouted, I screamed, we screenshotted it, we posted, because I will tell you, the power of this book is truly a testament to the power of the Lord. One of the very first stories in the book, and this guy is the only man in the book. He's a minister, doctor, reverend, my former pastor in in New Jersey. And his story has blessed and helped heal so many men already, because he didn't realize all his life he couldn't figure out why he couldn't unlock the full potential. And he finally came clean and admitted that even though he was getting up every Sunday preaching the word of God, that he had unforgiveness in his heart. And it was unforgiveness towards his father. When he was a young boy, his father said things to him that many people have gone through that really put him in a place where he felt less than. He didn't feel adequate, and he carried that into adulthood. And it wasn't until he got to his graduate studies that he realized what the issue was. And he's sharing this in this book. And that's just one of the many stories. People who have had home invasions that changed their whole life after being shot. People who have gone through domestic violence, divorce. But the beautiful thing, oh, my God, my God, my God, the beautiful thing is every single person realized that God was stirring their soul, gave them a story, and all they had to realize is when they let go and let him, that everything would be all right. And that's what all these stories are about, 20 soul-stirring stories of people who let go and let God. And it is
wow.
an amazing book of just truth, truth. And did you realize now everybody is talking about storytelling, owning our stories? Michelle Obama's book, Becoming Michelle Obama.
Yes.
The thing is, that's what all these people did. And I can tell you, my sister, God had us on a journey long, long time ago. I started these series 4 years ago, well, two years ago. The first Soul Talk came out 2 years ago, and I realized it was for such a time as this, because we're talking about shifting the soul. And I realized over the past 3 weeks, three pastors have spoke about shifting the soul, healing the soul. That was T.D. Jakes, Joyce Myers, and Stephen Furtick. All three of them were talking about healing the soul. So it goes back to what you said when you started your intro about people being so hurt, so dismayed, and so down. But I will tell you, this is the season for God's people. This is the season for us to pour into God's people to let them know that everything is going to be all right. Because he said
be
so.
Be all right.
He said so.
And
he
his word
carry
has to
us
come
through.
Back true. Yeah,
his
and his word has to come back
true. His promises do not change. See, we're the one that break promises. God does not break his promise. He promised us that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath. He promised us that he will fulfill our need. But see, this is where we get confused and we get lost. If it doesn't come like we think it should come, then we doubt.
And does it come in that shape? Doesn't come in that job?
Absolutely.
If it doesn't come in that – but you know what I've learned? I talked about this last week with Vanessa Davis Griggs, that I had written this grant several years ago for a literary event, and at the time it was a nonprofit. So Lord had someone to come – a nonprofit come in and be my underwriter, and they gave the money to them, but I'm the one that wrote the grant. And I had to, you know, be very specific in how I wanted things going. And everyone kept saying, well, sure, they're talking about you, how you did that program and your grant writing, da-da-da, and you need to contact them to do something else. And I was, and nothing kind of worked out for me because I was so busy doing other things. But what I realized after I started taking classes that I was not prepared. And a lot of times we don't get what we pray for because we're not prepared for it. And I often thought, I said, Lord, you really blessed me, because what would have happened if I had written a grant for what I had proposed and I would have just made a completely total mess of it? And I said, Lord, I thank you for that, because it was him blocking it in order for me to be prepared. And a lot of times what we want, we become angry, we become disheartened. The Lord's like, oh, you're not even ready for this. Oh, sweetie, you need something else, or you may need another collaboration. So instead of us becoming angry and becoming bitter and dissatisfied, sometimes we have self-reflection. I say, God, what do we need to do next, or what will you have me to do next? And study. We said, study, show myself approved. You know, everybody just wants to get things. You know, the instant gratification. Sweetie, sometimes you need to study for it. You need to work for it. You need to learn how to serve. Because in order to lead, you're going to have to learn how to serve and submit. And so a lot of times what we pray for, why we don't get it over here, is because we're not ready. And we need to serve. We need to be obedient. We need a lot of things. So when he grants us our heart's desire, we are able to shine and shine for him.
Amen. And that is so true.
Girl,
let's see.
Well, I'm going to take a couple calls. I got some inbox as well, but I'm going to take a couple of calls, and then we're going to talk some more.
Okay.
Caller from 904-743. Caller from 904-743. You're on the air. Do you have a question or a comment for Cheryl?
Yes, this is Judy Williams in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm truly enjoying this for the very first time. I'm so glad I joined in, and just wanted you to know that I believe in confirmation when it comes to my faith, and then to hear the confirmations that have been shared, I know that God is truly able.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I really wanted to share with you, ladies.
All right. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you for tuning in.
And
thank you so much.
Bye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
I have a caller from 443-682. Caller from 443-682. You're on the air. Do you have a question or comment for Cheryl? Hello, do you have a question or comment? Well, thank you for tuning in. All right. So, Cheryl, let's talk about some of your other ventures that you have in route, or some of your previous adventures. Let's talk about this wonderful play. I know that I saw you on social media casting. Honey, I saw you working. I saw you spreading the word. So can you tell my listeners about this play? And in short, how did it come? How did it manifest?
Well,
Absolutely. And it's basically what you just said. There was a sister, her name is Sharicia Curtis, and she was the writer and director for the play. And she asked me, what am I working on next? So I told her that the Lord had clearly said to me that I needed to do a play. So we partnered to bring the play to Dallas. It was a wonderful performance. We casted it. It became a part of the soul movement because it was titled Soul Purpose. Every soul has a purpose. So the production, the music was original. The songwriter for all the music is Solaria. And it was just a great experience. It was a great experience for everybody. A lot of people's careers were launched around the play.
Awesome.
And it was just a blessing. I actually won Producer of the Year for the play, and the play was named Stage Play of the Year for the Church Stars Awards. But I want to share something with you about that, with the power of the Lord. Sometimes what we think should happen and what God's plan is so different. So my thought was, oh, this is great. It's won all these great accolades, and people were saying, oh, you need to take it on the road. You all need to do this again. Well, as all that was great, and I thought that that would be what would happen, but that's not what happened. So what I realized in that process is God wanted me to see and the world to see that he would perform the miracles to show that it could be done.
Mm.
Because I had everybody
around
me saying, oh, you don't have any experience in this. This will never happen for you. And it happened. And it tested people's faith to see what my faith was going to be. Was I truly going to rely on God when the going got rough? Was I going to give up? And I'll be candid with you. It's been a rough time because after the play was a success, things didn't turn out so well with everybody involved. So I'm no longer involved in it. But what God showed me as a lesson, he said, I didn't tell you I wanted you to take this play on the road. He said very clearly what I just said to you. He said, I only wanted to see if you would follow through and do everything that
be
I would
obedient.
Ask you to do. Be obedient. Operate in absolute obedience. So I'll share with you, as a result of operating in absolute obedience, that door has closed, but I will tell you, God has opened so many doors because I went back and
Amen.
Forth. Oh, well, what if this hits the road and now I'm not a part of it? I'm going to be so upset. He said, no, you're not. I said, well, God, what about all the money that I put into this play to make it a success for it to be taken away? And know what he said to me? Is it your money or is it my money? And
Ooh.
I said, God, it's your money.
That was deep.
It's your money. He said, you keep telling me that you want to know what it feels like to live on the 10 and give the 90. He said, I'm testing you because I let it go and I let God, just like my book said. And as a result of letting it go and letting God, God has opened doors for film. He's opened up doors for more plays, which
Amen.
We just are
won't
getting ready
it.
To move forward with that. And that's how I feel. So here I am when I'm thinking this is the end of the world, when I'm feeling like, okay, you went all out to make this happen, and then it's taken after you've done everything that you were supposed to do. But I realize God is still God. God is still in control.
He's still on the throne.
Nothing,
yes, he's still on the throne.
He is still on the throne. He's making it happen for his glory, for his glory. For his glory. And that's what's most important, and that's what he showed me. So I want to, for our listeners, for anybody that's on the fence about anything that God is asking you to do, you should go ahead and do it. For anybody that's on the fence about moving forward because you've been hurt by people who you've been in business with and you thought that they would do the right thing, don't worry about them. Leave God to handle them. And you do what you're supposed to do. Because I can tell you, as God, as my witness, that everything that he has told me when he said back away, move, let me handle it, that's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. So I want to encourage you, move out of God's way and let him do what he does best.
Yes, and that right there is safe walk, because often what happens, we want to get involved and we want to battle. But what I found out is God is like, well, honey, if you're going to put on a boxing glove, let me step out the ring. Because he doesn't need any help. He's God all by himself.
Doesn't.
So he's like, well, if
he's
you're going to put on a boxing glove, let me step on out the ring and let me see what you could do. So I've learned, let me tell you, after getting hit once, twice, three, four, six times, I'm like, okay, Lord. I'm done.
Yes.
I'm done with this. Okay. Let me handle it.
Because
you're thinking like, oh, it's not happening fast enough, or it doesn't look like it's going right. And you're like, who are you? Now, sure, you have a lot on tap. You really do. So can you share with my listening audience some of the future projects, how they can help you spread the word, and how they can connect with you on social media?
I would love to. I am actually in the process of enrolling for my next book, which is Soulful Prayers. We just finished the interest call. In February, I am releasing a couples book entitled Soul to Soul, which will be my 12th book. Valentine's weekend, we're releasing that here in Dallas. Of course, you know, I just produced Kim Coles from Living Single for a one-woman show here about a month and a half ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And in January, I'm actually hosting a men's show, The Power of Laughter Heals the Soul, the men's edition, here in Dallas, January 4th and 5th at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, which they just won their second Emmy for one of the performances there. And so I'm producing, again, like I said, producing The Power of Laughter Heals the Soul, the men's edition, January 4th and 5th. I'm hosting a pop-up shop in Dallas, and 10% of all the proceeds from that will actually go to my nonprofit, which is Soul Reborn. And this next thing I want to share with you is key to my heart. I am opening my first house in Tyler, Texas, for the Soul Reborn brand, which is for disadvantaged and disenfranchised and ex-incarcerated women. Yep, so that'll open on January 27th from 12 to 5, and we will have clothes, shoes, counseling, accessories, and homeware. And it will be moderately priced. We've had people partner with us to donate all kinds of things for this house. We just completed the meeting last night, so I'm excited about it again. That's on January 27th from 12 to 5 in Tyler, Texas. The information will be on my website. And I'll
and
give
you
that
give
information
us your website?
As you request it. I sure will. It's CherylPWilliamson.com. Again, that is CherylPWilliamson.com. They can follow me on Instagram at CherylPWSpeaks, CherylPWSpeaks, and on social media at CherylPWilliamson under my author's page. That's CherylPWilliamson and CherylPWSpeaks. So a lot of great things going on, but all to the glory of God. I cannot take any credit for it. When he says move, I move. I'm very focused, and that's what I want to encourage everybody. Stay focused. Stop looking to the left and the right to see what everybody else is doing. Look straight ahead and see what God has for you. Don't get caught up on social media with everybody's trips and cars and all of these things, because you don't know what it took for them to get
you only see
you only see what you see on Facebook. You don't see the sleepless nights, the empty bank accounts, the not being able to go to your children's all their events because you have to work. Nobody sees that part. They only see the glamorous side of it. And I want us to just continue to lean, trust, and depend on God. Show him gratitude and intentional prayer, because that's the key. And faith is the currency.
Yes.
See, people think it's money, but I will tell you, as sure as I sit here, faith is the currency that has carried me when there was no money. My faith is what allows me to sit on the telephone and be able to share with you on this podcast all the things that God has done in my life, because faith is truly my currency.
Amen. And I would like to thank you for coming on the show. I'd like to thank all my listeners for listening. And from my house to yours and from my heart to yours, read you later and have a happy Thanksgiving. Good night and keep the faith.
Good night.